Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Plans for new hate speech legislation have been shelved by the government. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, announced yesterday that she won't be going ahead with new laws which could criminalise hate speech. She will, however, press ahead with new hate crime legislation, which is part of the criminal justice legislation that she's bringing forward. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, is with me now in our studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the programme. On a week when we saw on our television screens footage of far-right protesters, anti-immigrant protesters screaming the most vile and racist abuse at minorities, your response is to scrap hate speech legislation. That's a strange response, isn't it?
Well, firstly, I think it's important for people to know we do have incitement to hatred legislation. While I don't believe it's strong enough, and that's why I had proposed to bring forward changes, I think because of the importance of this, we need a consensus. And what's very clear, while there are quite entrenched views, and I think you won't always get a full consensus, we do need a consensus to bring this forward, because it's not just about the scenes that you saw, which I think are very clear and very understandable to people, where you have vile, disgusting racist abuse being hurled at people, and that in its sense incites people to join. There are other elements of the bill that, again, don't have a consensus. But what I'm not doing is scrapping it. Okay. I'm asking that we have further discussion, further debate, and that we find a way forward on it, while at the same time I'm saying we need hate crime laws in this country. We're one of the only countries in Europe that don't have hate crime laws, and that, I think, is much clearer to people. We saw in the clips, as you referenced during the week, and maybe I don't want to in case there were future cases on this, but we saw very clearly where individuals were hurling, again, disgusting, vile, racist abuse, and then later assaulting individuals. It's very clear what was motivating that assault, that crime. We don't recognise that in our laws, and I need to change that, and I want to change that, and I don't want the consensus that we need on the other to delay that as well.
But you say you don't have a consensus, but this bill was supported in the Dáil by every government deputy. You got it through the Dáil. It then got stalled in the Seanad. Where did the consensus fall down?
You're right, this went through the Dáil with the vast majority of people supporting it. When it came into the Seanad then, I do believe that much of the debate moved away from what we're talking about, say the scenes in prime time and what I think is very visible, and went on to other issues and other countries, and where we have seen challenges around different ideologies, different viewpoints. That in itself created an issue, and it meant people became very entrenched. So we've seen in the past here where we've tried to bring forward and change what are very complex issues without a consensus. And I don't think that that is the right thing to do in this instance. As I said, we do have hate crime laws. And what's really important, and actually the footage that we saw during the week just again highlights how important the body cameras are for Gardaí that I'm rolling out at the moment. When you have that clear evidence, and that's been the challenge with the laws that we currently have, without that clear evidence and that visible vitriol that we saw, it's very hard to get prosecutions. But the more we have access to this type of visible evidence, then it will be easier for Gardaí to bring forward prosecutions. That's not to say I do think that we need to update our laws. I'm not walking away from it. But I think we need to make sure that we have hate laws. So that is why I'm pressing ahead. The reason it's happening this week, you'll ask, we are in a new term. I want to make sure that I can bring this forward. I have to bring it to Cabinet next week. So, you know, I wasn't aware, obviously, of anything that was coming in the week just gone by in prime time. But this has to be progressed. I need to bring it to Cabinet to make those changes so that I can get it into the houses. Because there are people being physically assaulted. There are people where crimes are already being committed, where it's clearly motivated by a hatred of that person. And we don't have a law to recognise that. And I want to change that.
And you say that if a person is attacked because of the colour of their skin, the attackers will receive a tougher sentence under the laws that you're attempting to bring in. What kind of sentences, additional sentences, are you talking about?
So there's a matrix. It depends on the crime. So we already have, obviously, somebody might be charged for assault. They might be charged for damage of property. That in itself will carry a sentence. It will then be for the jury of peers to decide if there's an aggravating factor, which is what we've mentioned here, and then it would be for the judge to decide the sentence. So you could have additional years added on, but also it would be very clearly identified as a hate motivated crime.
Okay.
We know from the research that this has an even greater impact on a person or a group of people if they are targeted specifically because of who they are. This is happening now. We don't have this law. I want to bring it in. I'm not scrapping the other, but I think we need a consensus to bring it forward.
Will this bill be passed before the election?
Well, look, only the Taoiseach can decide when that is, but it's my intention to pass it in this term and I want to get it done this term.
Okay, you have included, there are definitions that were in the hate crime, hate speech legislation which relate to gender, which are different from the definitions used in the Gender Recognition Act. I think the bill defines gender to mean a person's preferred gender, transgender, or a gender other than male or female. Do those definitions remain in the bill that you're going to bring forward?
Well, they relate specifically to this bill. So I don't want to confuse this, that there's a definition of what I'm not taking out are the protected characteristics.
Yes.
But there are elements of it around incitement that I think have caused this.
Okay, but I specifically want to ask about this because Senator Michael McDougall and others, Michael McDougall, as you know, former, your predecessor in the Department of Justice and a former AG, and he has raised questions about those definitions and why the definition of gender has been expanded from the definitions in previous legislation. Are you able to explain that to him?
I think he knows exactly what's intended here. This is about keeping people safe. The whole objective of this is to protect people and to acknowledge that there are people. This is not an ideological discussion around gender. You have a person who has identified as transgender, they are who they are, and simply because of who they are being attacked. So the specific definition is for this bill. It's to acknowledge that if a person is being attacked because of who they are, because, for example, they are transgender, that is the aggravating factor. It's not a debate on gender, which is for a separate bill, which deals with a lot of other issues. This is specifically if a person is being attacked because of who they are. And we know from the LGBT community, we know from other communities as well, that this is happening. So it's not to get into a debate around gender. This is to say that if a person is being attacked simply because of who they are, because they're transgender, because they've identified as male or female or otherwise, that they're being attacked for those reasons. Why should anybody be attacked simply because of who they are? Senator McDowell knows that, he understands that, and I don't think we should lose sight of what this is. This is a bill to say that if you are the victim of a crime, then you should be given the protections that every other person gets.
Do you anticipate, though, that your bill may struggle to get support because it continues to include those expanded definitions?
I don't know how anybody could disagree with this. I mean, if you have a son or a daughter, this is what unfortunately happened in the Shannon. We got dragged down into a rabbit hole around the definition. If you have a son or a daughter that goes and leaves their house and is attacked simply because of who they are, we know that that has a more significant impact on a person. You saw that footage from the other night. You saw a person being called the most unimaginable names and then later being assaulted because of who they were. It's the exact same thing. So whether it's gender, whether it's religion, whether it's nationality, whether it's the colour of someone's skin, whether it's their sexuality, if someone is the victim of a crime and it is simply because of who they are, there should be an aggravating factor. We're the only country across Europe that doesn't. I accept that we need a greater consensus around the incitement piece. I do think we need to do it, but I think we need to allow that time to be able to find that consensus. But the hate crime element, it's very clear, and I think most people can understand what I'm saying here.
Okay, I want to ask you briefly about the RTE Investigates programme, Barry O'Kelly's programme on Thursday night. Based on what you saw in that programme, are you happy with the way these protests are being policed?
Well, can I just say, I mean, I think RTE have done us a great service just to really show people exactly what's happening at these protests, because we've had a lot of accusations that the Gardaí are being heavy-handed, that this is peaceful protest. This was vile, disgusting, but aggressive behaviour against
our
Gardaí.
Are you happy with the way that the protest at Coolock was policed?
I think the Gardaí have said very clearly that lessons can be learned. And I have said that all along, that there will always be lessons learned.
You didn't say it in relation to Coolock, because on the 16th of July, a day after that protest, you were on News at One and you said you were entirely satisfied with the policing response that day. Have you changed your position?
I think the Gardaí brought that under control very quickly. So yes, I'm satisfied with the response. At the same time, I have always said that there could be lessons learned. And when you look back and in hindsight, and the Commissioner not just said it this week after the footage was shown on prime time, he said it 2 months ago at a public authority policing meeting where he said we need to learn lessons and we could have done things better. So I will always support that. But My job is to make sure that they have what they need in responding to these type of incidents. Unfortunately, they've become, I won't say commonplace, because thankfully they're not, and these people do not represent the vast majority of either those areas or the rest of the country. But in making sure they have what they want.
But how could you say now that you're entirely satisfied and you're happy with the response, the way the police responded that day, given that, you know, the Garda Commissioner himself has admitted that the public order unit should not have been stood down?
They've said themselves they could have done things better. But I mean, I understand, and I've spoken to the people who are managing and responsible for these situations. It's a very dynamic and it's a very challenging environment. And every person there did exactly what they thought at the time was appropriate. And I think they did everything that they felt was appropriate. But in hindsight, of course, if things can be done better, and I fully accept that, that is a decision for them. But
and
I have
say
to say
your
this, my job.
Your responsibility is to resource them.
Absolutely.
Do Gardaí have access to water cannon?
So we have a tender out for 2 new water cannons. It's not something that we have really required before now. And that work happened immediately after what we saw in Dublin in November. I hope early in the new year. We do have access to the water cannon in Northern Ireland if it's something that we need in the interim. But this has been moved along as quickly as possible. Separate to that, after last November, I made sure, working with the Garda Commissioner, that the rollout of body cameras was accelerated as quickly as possible. So we now have body cameras on Gardaí, some of which were used for the protests in Coolock. But what we saw and what was evident from last week's programme was how important these are. Like we've seen, when you have the footage, when you have evidence, not only can you de-escalate a situation, but also you have the ability to bring people to court and to get guilty pleas much quicker. So making sure we have body cameras, making sure we have facial recognition so that Gardaí can identify people in CCTV much more quickly, making sure people can't cover their faces. All of this is being progressed and underway or already in place, as well as new equipment, new technology, new public order vans, making sure people are trained, and of course making sure we have many Gardaí as possible. That's all the work that I'm doing to make sure that they can respond as effectively as possible.
All right, before I let you go, Minister, can I ask you about reports today that the National Children's Hospital faces further delays, reports that it may not be built until 2026. Can you confirm now that there will be further delays to that hospital?
So I can't confirm the timeline. What I can say, and I think I speak on behalf of all of us, nobody thinks it's acceptable the length of time this has taken. Nobody thinks it's acceptable the cost that has gone into this. But what I am absolutely confident of is that this hospital needs to be concluded and finished and opened as soon as possible. There are children right across this country who need access to what will be world-class services. So nobody is happy with the pace at which this has gone. There's obviously very clearly a dispute and a difference of opinion here, but we need to resolve that as quickly as possible. And the builders themselves need to make sure that the timeline that's set, that there aren't any further changes, that there aren't any further asks, and that this gets done. That's what all of us want.
The Sunday Independent reports today on a letter from the Minister for Health to the Taoiseach, in which he said it is the view of the board that the construction company BAM is trying to extract as much money as possible from the taxpayer. BAM have issued a strongly worded statement this morning describing those comments as misleading, ill-informed, incorrect and irresponsible. It points out that the board issued 23,283 revised design drawings to BAM. Is the government being unfair to the developer here?
I think the minister is reflecting the frustration that we all feel. There will always be changes in a project. That's the nature of it, whether it's a Garda station you're building, whether it's a hospital, whether it's the largest hospital or the smallest piece or the smallest development. But the length of time that this has taken, the increase in costs far outweigh, I believe, any changes that might have been asked for. You know, I'm not into the detail of all of it at the same time. This hospital needs to be finished. It needs to be opened. The company need to work with us. They need to make sure that any timelines that are set now, that they're adhered to, because anything beyond that, it's gone beyond being acceptable. Nobody thinks it's acceptable where we are at the moment.
Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, thank you very much for coming in to speak with us today. We'll be back with more after this break.